Hello, dear readers, Jameson again, and this time I would like to tell you about why I decided to move to Japan. Like a lot of people from overseas, my first exposure to anything Japanese was when I was young with the introduction of Japanese anime into Western media. By that age, I was already into anything that depicted martial arts, war, conflict, or stories of a fantastical nature. Naturally, this led me down the path of consuming many anime series or films involving samurai, ninja, robots, or anything set in feudal Japan. Accurate or not, I fell in love with the Japan these shows were portraying. The culture and atmosphere was vastly different to the Western world. Fast forward many years, and my intrigue with Japan remained. The BBC seemed to be constantly sending over celebrities to make documentaries about Japan. Many TV shows focus on the things to see and do in Japan, like eating delicious food from one specific area, bullet trains, cultural ceremonies, the amazingly busy Shibuya pedestrian crossing, or even observing monkeys chilling out in a natural hot spring. I was fascinated with how Japan looked at the future with its technological advancements, but also kept one eye on the past. Many people cherish the history of Japan and even still practice traditional customs. I like this idea, as it seemed like we were quickly forgetting traditional elements of the UK to fit in with the ever-changing modern world. Fast forward some more years, and I was at home after my recent decision to leave the British Army. I was staring out of the window, pondering about my next steps in life, wondering about what my next challenge in life would be. Suddenly, I remembered my interest in Japan. I quickly calculated that I had been to most Western and European countries and experienced a fair amount of the Middle East, but I had never been to the Far East. With my cup of tea in hand, I fully committed to moving to Japan to start a new challenge in life. And as an added bonus, all my hobbies, including the more extreme ones discussed in my previous blog, can be done here also. Absolutely ideal. Thank you for taking the time to listen to my story of how I ended up moving to Japan. Please drop by for my next post, which will detail daily life in Japan and how it is all going for me so far. Until then, take care out there.